of God's word. Zechariah chapter 2. I lifted up mine eyes again and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then said I, whither goest thou? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof and what is the length thereof. And behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him, and said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I, saith the Lord, will come on, be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho, come forth, and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. For behold, I will shake mine hand upon them, and they shall be a spoil unto their servants. And ye shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. Please be seated. We do trust the Lord will bless the public reading of his own precious, infallible, inerrant, and inspired word to our hearts here this morning. New Year is a time, sometimes it's a time of rejoicing. A time of rejoicing because we can thank the Lord for his faithfulness for another year. We thank the Lord that we've entered into 2021 and God's hand has been upon us. It's also a time of reflection, a time when we look back, a time when we look back over the year that has passed and gone into eternity. Perhaps it's a time of regrets. As we look back at our failures, as we look back at our feelings, as we look back at times when we haven't been what God would want us to be, when we haven't been the husband, we haven't been the wife, we haven't been the son, the daughter, we haven't been the servant of the Lord, we have missed the mark. And we can look back and we can have some regrets. New Year's also a time of resolve. Kyle has mentioned New Year's resolutions, but it's also a time to start afresh. It's a time to renew that commitment to the Lord and to redouble your efforts to be what God wants you to be. I was thinking of the verse in Galatians 5, verse 7. I've preached on this many times before. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? And I wonder, would that sum up 2020 for some? Some here this morning, some listening at home, some listening to the CD later on, some perhaps downloading at a later time. As you look back over the year, ye did run well. There was a time when you ran well, but something happened. Who did hinder you? What hindered you? What went wrong? And I'm asking the question this morning as I think of that, how will you run in 21? If the Lord spares us and he be not come and we're standing here in 2022, will we look back over another year and say, ye did run well, who did hinder you? How will you run in 21? And that's the question I have for you this morning. Zechariah is a post-exilic prophet, prophesied the same time as Haggai and Malachi. Also in the same time period as Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, you'll remember how Daniel the prophet, who was in the Babylonish captivity, told us one day that the Babylonian kingdom would fall and another kingdom would arise. That kingdom would be the Medo-Persian Empire. And that's the time period we're in here when we come to the book of Zechariah. Babylon has fallen. King Cyrus has taken over. In Ezra chapter 1, verses 2 to 3, he issues a decree. If you want to go back to Jerusalem, this was to all those who'd been taken captive. If you want to go back to Jerusalem, go back to the place where God wants you to be. You're free to go. Only 50,000. Only 50,000 made that journey. Most of God's people were happy in Babylon. Most of them were quite comfortable in the world. And had no desire to be where God wanted them to be. And maybe that sums up you this morning, quite happy to be in Babylon. No desire to be where God wants you to be. John reminds us in 1 John 2, verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not on him. As I say, this band of people numerically were small when you look at how many could have come, but they were zealous. And they began to restore the religious activities. They began to rebuild the temple. But what happened? There was lethargy come in. There was some trouble from without, but there was also trouble from within, and the work ceased. And they went through that period. You'll remember perhaps when we studied the book of Haggai, it was, I think, for some 15 years they sat on their hands. They did absolutely nothing. How long has it been from you really served the Lord? I wonder, has 2020 been a year of sitting on your hands? Well, you have plenty of excuses, plenty of reasons to do absolutely nothing for the Lord. And perhaps you were so fed up with lockdown. Maybe at the beginning of lockdown, way down in March, when things began to close, there was that zeal. I could see it. I could see who would be at the Zoom prayer meetings. But you know what happened as time went on? The little images got less and less and less. And that initial zeal, it just faded away, because there was nothing real about it. It wasn't lasting. And maybe that's you this morning. There was that zeal at the beginning and you were getting closer to the Lord, but sadly it all fizzled out. How will you run in 21? That's the question for you this morning. Haggai encouraged them to restart the building program. Zechariah would encourage them to keep going. He would talk about things that were future, prophetic things, and he would say, look, there's a glorious future for Israel. You know, put your hand to the plow. It's time to keep going. It was Haggai who said in Haggai 1 verse 4, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? And he pointed to their beautiful homes that they had spent so much time building, and the house of God was a ruin. The house of God was a joke. You see, they put self before the Lord. That's what they were doing. Self was put first. But then, you know, there was another group who had worked so hard, but Haggai tells us in Haggai 2, verse 3, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? Speaking about the temple, how do you see it now? Is it now in your eyes as nothing in comparison? And there were those who not only put self first, there were some put themselves down. And maybe that's what it's been for you in 2020. You've just put yourself down. You just said, like, anything I do, it doesn't really amount to much. That's what they were saying. You know, some of the older ones who saw the temple in its early days and all the story looked at this, and it was nothing in comparison, and people began to get discouraged and to put themselves down. Some put themselves first. They didn't seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Some people were putting themselves down. And I don't know, for some reason, perhaps 2020 hasn't been a spiritual high for you. We sometimes talk about flattening the curve. You used to hear that all the time. They wanted to flatten the curve. Spiritually, have you flatlined? If you're having a spiritual ECG, and I've had a real ECG, and I know what it's like, you know, the line might be pretty straight. Just the odd blip. The odd indication that there's spiritual life there, but not much. How will you run in 21? Is it going to be a repeat of 2020? Or is there going to be something different about this year? Now, I know in the book of Zechariah, there's much here that's prophetic here. I don't want to go into that this morning. I want to use this passage. I want to apply it to all of us here this morning. Remember, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so I'm right. I can take this passage. I can apply it to 2021. And I can apply it to your life this morning. And that's what I want to do. God has spoken to me through this. The first thing I want to say, if we want to run well in 2021, we're going to have to walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not sight. Look at Zechariah 2 verse 1. I lifted up mine eyes again, and these are a series of visions that Zechariah the prophet had. And I'm not going to go into them this morning. Sometime perhaps we'll do the book of Zechariah. I lifted up mine eyes again and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Zechariah lifts up his head. He sees this man. This man has a tape measure in his hands. Verse 2. Then said I, whither goest thou? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof and the length thereof. Zechariah asks the question, where are you going? He says, I'm going to measure Jerusalem. I'm going to measure its extent. I'm going to measure its expanse. Listen, there was no Jerusalem. It was a ruination. It was rubble. There was nothing there. The temple was a mess. The walls had fallen down. There was nothing there to measure. And I know this points to a glorious future for Israel, and one day it will be rebuilt. But here's a remnant that needed encouragement. And maybe they were asking the question, is there any point rebuilding this city? Is there any point rebuilding these walls? It's never going to be as grand as it was before. Compared with Babylon, it's just a laughingstock. Remember Nebuchadnezzar said, is not this great Babylon that I have built? What a mess Jerusalem was in. What a mess 2020 has been. What a mess when it comes to church closed for weeks. Numbers restricted. No singing. Some unable to meet because of fear. Paul tells us in Hebrews, we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And yet sometimes we've been locked out, or our hands have been tied. We've been unable to do what God has asked us to do. The Lord says, this do in remembrance of me. And some of God's people haven't remembered the Lord from March last year. 2020 has been a mess. A mess when you look at it, looking from the outside. We've had Sunday school on, and then it had to go off, and it's been so difficult. Young people meeting in the building and then out of the building and on Zoom, and we've had the same with our Good News Club, and we've had the same with the women's work and everything. And it's just been a mess in the sense that we haven't been able to do what we wanted to do. And I know through all of these mediums, and we thank God for them, God has been blessing. But here is Jerusalem, and it's in a mess. What does this man do? He lifts up the measuring line. And you know what he's saying when he lifts up the measuring line? He says, I'm going by faith. I'm not going by sight. I believe God's going to do something. I believe God's going to do something great. And he lifts up the measuring line, and he's walking by faith, and he's not walking by sight. And he could see what God could do in spite of the mess, in spite of the rubble, in spite of the thing that nothing was happening. What about your life personally? Is it a mess spiritually? Your walk with the Lord is not what it should be. It's not where it once was. And even our lives outside of church, there's been school and then no school, in work, out of work, open, closed, half shut, Stormont, a shambles, a joke, Westminster, not much better, and it all looks such a mess. Will you lift the measuring line for 2021 and say, I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight? Are you going to say, I believe God can do something great in my life? I believe God can do something great through the work of the assembly. I thank God for those who have worked through this difficult time. And sometimes there's been discouragements and knockbacks, and you wonder, and I know what it's like, you wonder, is anybody watching? Is anybody listening? Does anybody really care? And I thank God for those within the assembly who've worked their fingers to the bone to try and keep things going through a mess, because they took up the measuring line and they walked by faith and not by sight. And yes, the old critics would say, what's the point? But I'm glad for those who lifted it up by faith. What about you? For 2021, how are you going to run? You know, Hebrews 11 is that great chapter of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, we cannot be accepted by God except by faith. Hebrews 11, verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. You all know the story of Cain and Abel. And you know how that Abel brought an offering, a blood offering, and how Cain brought the fruit of the ground. He brought his own works, and God says, your own works won't do for me. The blood has to be shed. And without faith, you cannot be accepted by God, no matter how good you are, no matter how decent you might be. Without faith, you cannot be accepted. Without faith, you cannot please God. Isn't that what it says in the next verses about Enoch? He was a man that walked with God, we're told. He's a man who had a life that pleased God. You know, verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without faith, you cannot be accepted by God. Without faith, you cannot please God. And you know, without faith, you cannot fulfill God's purpose for you. By faith, Noah, being warned of things as not yet seen, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is of faith. And you know the story of Noah and the flood, and how only Noah and his family, his three sons and their wives and Noah's wife were saved. But you know, we're told that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. What a mess things must have looked. The thought of every man's heart was only evil continually. How far are we from that in 2021? How morally corrupt and bankrupt the world has become. But you know, Noah preached by faith when no one would listen. Noah built when people ridiculed, because he was going by faith and not by sight. Noah continued year by year, even though no rains had come, because Noah walked by faith and not by sight. He believed God regarding the things he had not yet seen. It's as if Noah lifted up the measuring line and says, I'm going to trust God. Will you trust God in 2021? And not just words, not like the Americans who put it on their currency, in God we trust. Not just words, but I mean really mean it. Will you walk by faith and not by sight? F.B. Meyer puts a different slant in these verses, but I have to be careful, because when you read some of the old Jewish commentators, they believe that this man with the measuring line was Christ. So I have to be careful what I say. But perhaps when Zechariah asked the question, where are you going? I wonder, did Zechariah in his own mind think that this man was going too far? Did he think that somehow God couldn't really do this? And he says, where are you going? I wonder, was he limiting God? You see, when you read the next verse, you discover in verses 4, and said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls. You know, don't worry about measuring the walls. There's going to be no walls. And then it says, don't worry about the capacity, because there's going to be a multitude of men and cattle therein. I think it was Luther believed the cattle spoke of the Gentiles, but I would rather just take it literally. There's going to be so many people here. It's going to be so big. Don't be worried about limiting God. Are you going to lift the measuring line for 2021? For your life personally, for this church corporately, and say, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. How will you run in 21. Do we really believe that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think? Or will we limit the Lord? Do you remember what the Father said to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father whose Son wasn't well? He said, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Do you need to pray that at the commencement of 2021? Have you been going by sight? And that's why you've sat in your hands and done nothing? And I say this graciously, I'll maybe say more about it in a moment. Has coronavirus become a convenience for you? Faith or sight? Second thing I want to say, how will you run in 21? Facts, not supposition. You remember Mary and Joseph, when Mary and Joseph had taken the Lord Jesus as a young boy to the temple. Remember, 12 years of age. Remember what it said? Supposing him to be in the company. And we've often preached on it. They supposed that Christ was with them. In 2021, we don't have to suppose that Christ is with us. They didn't have to suppose in the days of Zechariah. Look at verse number 5. "For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her." And God says, "I'm going to be a wall of fire around my people." There's protection. Does that mean that bad things won't happen God's people in 2021? No, it doesn't. But it means nothing will happen you outside the will of God. Because he puts a wall of fire around his people. And then you know when you see his protection, you see how precious we are. Look at verse 8. "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you. For he that toucheth you," and I know he's speaking to Israel, "toucheth the apple of his eye." You know, he described them as the apple of his eye in Deuteronomy, away at the beginning. And in spite of Israel's failures and faults, and they had many, he says, "You're still the apple of my eye." And dear believer, as you come into 2021, you may have let the Lord down. You may have a year of disappointments. But if you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, if you're a child of God, listen, you're the apple of his eye and you're precious to him. You know that the eye is the first thing that you'll protect when something's happening. Your eye, it's actually the eyeball. Your eye is precious. God has put bones around it to protect it. He has given us eyelids, eyelashes, and God has done everything to protect our eyes. And if something's coming, we'll cover our eyes, we'll protect our eyes, we value our eyes. That's what God thinks of you. You're like the apple of his eye. His protection, you're precious to him. And here's the pleasure he can give you. Look at verse 10. "Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come and I dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord." We can sing, we can rejoice. Why? Because the Lord has promised to be with us. And I want you to get that this morning. This is not supposition, this is facts. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And God says, "I'll never leave thee, and I'll never forsake thee." Hebrews 13 verse 5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, for be content with the things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." There may be things happen in 2021 that you won't understand, that you can't explain. But here's something that will never happen. He says, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never abandon you," is the word. "I'll never walk out on you. I'm going to be with you every step of the way." Wasn't it Moses said, if thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence? Moses didn't want to take a step unless he knew the Lord was with him. You can confidently step into 2021 knowing that he will never leave thee, he never forsake thee, he never abandon thee. You see, when you're discouraged, his presence will see you through. See, when you're lonely, his presence will cheer you up. See, when you're worried, his presence will calm you down. See, when you're tempted, his presence will help you out. I heard a pastor speak about a young couple who were recently married. And like young couples back in my day, when you got married, you didn't really have much. You were just happy to settle home. You didn't care what it was like. And he told about a young couple, and they had very little to eat, and they had a candle burning in the midst of the table, and they were eating the little bit of food that they had. But their hearts were chilled because were thrilled because with the candlelight they could see each other. And just to be in each other's presence really thrilled their hearts and gave them something that nothing else could compare with. Can you imagine knowing that Christ is with you every step of the way? To be able to have that understanding that the Lord is always there and he'll always be with you. How will you run in 21? Will you walk by faith and will you lift the measuring line? Will you say, I'm going to put my hand to the plow? I know the country's in a mess. I know things look awful. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God through this. And I'm going to see what God's able to do, because I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm going to believe the facts that Christ's with me every step of the way. No supposition. He's there, even when you don't feel he's there. Like the two on the road to Emmaus, he's there. Third point and final point this morning. How will you run in 21? Faith, not sight. Facts, not supposition. Forward, not sliding. Notice what it says here in verse number 6. Ho, ho, come forth. That ho, ho just means look, listen, catch this. Don't miss this. Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, said the Lord. Let me give you the picture here that God is painting to Israel. When it talks about the north, it's talking about Babylon. Even though Babylon was in the east, they always came down from the north when they were going to attack Israel. And verse 7 confirms this is Babylon. And what God is saying to his people, remember, only 50,000 left Babylon. God is saying, see the rest of you that's stuck in the world. It's time to come out of it. And some of you listening at home this morning, 2020 has been a backsliding year, and I have seen it. I thank God for those who have grown spiritually, and it's great to see it. And those who've went on with the Lord, and they're so faithful, and they have such a desire to be here, and they just love to serve the Lord. And I have seen some of God's people, and they've grown, and we thank God for it. But I've noticed some, and I fear they've slipped into Babylon. And I think at the start of 2021, God is saying to you, come out. Come out of Babylon. Come out of that which represents the world and get back in tune with the Lord. Come out of that which has taken you away from the Lord. This is what I say. Lockdown and coronavirus has been convenient for some, I fear. I know some people have genuine fear. And I appreciate that. And I respect that 100%. But I think for some, Sunday morning has become a lazy thing. And you haven't one desire in your heart to meet with God's people. And it's probably unlikely that you're even tuned in this morning. And there's no longer, as the Lord's Day, anything for you at all. And yes, this virus has been so convenient for you. And I'm trying to encourage you. I don't want to beat you over the head with a stick. I don't want 2021 to be the same for you. I want to see that desire in your heart to meet with God's people, to be with God's people. Listen, I have to be careful. I understand some cannot be here. I appreciate that 100%. But God's talking to you this morning. And you could take it or leave it if you're honest. And this virus suits you down to the ground when it comes to church, when it comes to serving the Lord, when it comes to being what God wants you to be. And I wonder, is the Lord saying to you, come out, come out. Get out of Babylon. It's time to get back amongst the people of God and to be the young man, the young woman that God wants you to be. How will you run in 21? See what it says in verse 6 again. Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, said the Lord. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, said the Lord. Here's the picture. The idea of spreading is spreading your wings. And God says, you spread your wings. And the wind will fill them. And you'll be carried forth in a power that's not your own. You know, it's Zechariah that says in chapter 4, verse 6, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And I would say to young men, young women, older men, older women, who have seen 2020 as a year of backsliding, listen, you put your wings out, and the Spirit of God will fill them, and God will take you forward. Forward. And not sliding in 2021. I don't want to see people not going on with the Lord. Breaks my heart. Hurts. I want to see men and women and families growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior. And I'm so thankful for so many who have been such an encouragement in 2020. I wouldn't be in this pulpit only for you. Because it's been so hard. And so difficult. And it's been easy for no one. But what a blessing you have been. But what about you? What about you? How will you run in 21? By faith and not by sight. Listen, if you went by sight, we'd all be lying at home in our beds. This church would never be open. The Lord's table would be bare. There'd be no broadcasting, there'd be nothing. If we went by sight, we would throw the towel in, but listen, will you lift the measuring line and say, I'm going to trust God? Will you believe the facts and not supposition? Christ's with you every step of the way. Young man, young woman, husband, wife, listen, you're not on your own. He says, I'm going to be with you every step of the way. Will you move forward and stop sliding? Will you open your wings to God, and he said reverently, and let the Spirit of God so fill you that you'll be taken forward in a power that's not your own. Remember, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. How will you run in 21? I wonder what's going to happen in 2021. Matt Hancock, if you don't know who he is, he's the health secretary. He said things will get back to normal round about Easter. Robin Swan, you can always count on old Robin, can't you? He says the middle of the year. He's maybe even talking about next year. I'm not sure. I'm not looking to Robin Swan. I'm not looking to Matt Hancock. I'm looking to Christ. I'm looking to the Lord. Psalm 33, verse 22. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Will you put your hope in the Lord? How will you run in 21? Let's stand as we close in a moment's prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can enter this new year as Ronnie has reminded us. And Lord, we can put our hand into the very hand of God. We can lift our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. And our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Help, Lord, 2021 to be a year of growth for every child of God associated with Refreeland Baptist Church. Help it, Lord, to be a year of blessing for this assembly corporately. Help us, Lord, to be used in such a way that men and women who don't know the Lord, some in our own homes, Lord, will bow the knee and cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, if we are spared and the Lord be not come and we can look back over 2021, Lord, we'll not have to ask the question, how did you run in 21? We'll be able to say, ye did run well. Lord, help me to run well. Help every one of us to run well, that we may bring glory and honor to our lovely Savior's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.